Possible IELTS Band 5.
Hello, my name is Christopher. What's your full name, please?
My full name is Xiang Yishi. That's my Chinese name.
Mm-hmm. And what can I call you?
Just call me Xiang.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Xiang. Can I check your ID and passport, please?
Yes, please.
Thank you, that's fine. In the first part, I'd like to ask you some general questions about yourself. Let's talk about your work or school. Are you a student or do you work?
I'm not working now, but after I graduate, I'm graduated from the university. I worked for a long period, about 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And how did you travel to work?
I often took MRT.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm in a, I was in an emergency case,
mm-hmm.
I usually took a taxi.
Okay. And what training did you need for your job?
In fact, there's no very well-designed system in this field. My job is dental assistant, but everyone can be a dental assistant, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are there any other jobs you would like to do in the future?
I want to be a manager or interior designer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'd like to discuss sport. Which sports are you good at?
If dancing is a kind of sport, I'm really good at dancing.
Mm-hmm. So which sport do you think is the most dangerous?
In my opinion, I think car racing is the most dangerous sport.
Mm-hmm.
Because the driver always in a very high speed state. If there is an accident, that would be very serious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And which famous sports person would you like to meet?
Actually, I don't pay much attention to those players. But if I have to say some special person, I think it's David Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to know how handsome he is in the reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to clothes and fashion. What kind of clothes do you feel comfortable in?
I feel comfortable in slacks or sportswear or even pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Because dressing this way make me feel relaxed.
Okay, and are brand names important to you?
No, but I think some really good brand, its cost is very high, but their quality would be better than other brands, I think. But I think the most important thing is the quality and the style that counts.
Mm-hmm. And do you often buy new clothes?
Yes and no. It depends on how much spare money I have.
Okay, let's move on to part two.
Okay.
I will give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you will have 1 minute to think about what you are going to say. You may make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so here's your pen, here's your paper, and here's your topic. I'd like you to describe an unhealthy habit you have.
Thank you.
All right, that's 1 minute. Can you start speaking now, please?
Okay. I have a very terrible, unhealthy habit. That is, I grind my teeth in sleep almost every night. Especially I'm in a very stressed condition. My close friend and my family all know about it. Because they all sleep with me, and at first time they hear the sound I grind my teeth, they feel very strange because they never hear about that, and and if you have this habit, you must deal with it quickly, because this habit will abrasion your enamel, and it make you very sensitive to the temperature, like hot, cold, and some sweet. So I asked for my dentist to smell a thing, it called Night Guard, and let me wear on my teeth, and it can help lessen this kind of syndrome, and prevent your teeth from abrasion.
Okay, do you think it will get more serious?
If I wear my night guard every day, I think it won't be serious.
Okay, let's move on to part three. You've been talking about an unhealthy activity, and I'd like to ask you one or two more questions related to this. So let's consider, first of all, health.
Okay.
Okay. Could you please comment on how much healthcare support your government provides?
Our government provides a lot of healthcare assistance, but I'm not the expert, so I just can mention about the most famous one, that's health insurance. Because everyone has that insurance, so we can go to see a doctor very quickly and conveniently.
Okay, and how healthy are people today compared to the past?
In terms of the medical care, I think modern people is healthier than in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the lifestyle, I think people in the past is more healthier than modern people because they don't have so much pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about medicine. Could you compare the benefits of Western medicine to natural medicine?
I think Western medicine is, in terms of the effect, I think Western medicine is more prompt, and can help you relieve your pain very quickly. But the traditional medicine is more healthy. It's not harmful to your body.
Okay, and how dependent do you think we are on medicine these days?
Excuse me?
How dependent do you think we are on medicine these days?
Oh, I think modern people is very are very dependent on the medicine, because everyone has his own medicine in their home, like some painkiller, or some medicine. It cures insomnia, I think, because everyone has its own sickness, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and would you agree that health is more important than wealth?
Absolutely, because if you have money but you don't have healthy body to enjoy it, and the money just meaningless. And if you have a healthy body, you can earn a great deal of money.
Okay, thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.
Thank you.